to ramble, because I'm going to be rambling a lot in this episode. Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome to the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I am your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where we talk about promoting positivity and all kinds of other fun stuff. Today, I'm doing a Q&A as like a kickoff for this podcast. I had you guys send in a bunch of questions on my Instagram. You can follow at GetAlohaSpirit. So you can stay up to date with all my posts and also participate in further Q&As. But I wanted you guys to send in some questions, and you guys did, and I'm going to answer them for a few reasons. One, it's a way to get to know me. Two, it's a way to, you know, give advice. And three, I think it's really cool to have like this conversation-esque thing going on, which is one of my intentions of creating this podcast. So without further ado, let's get on into it. So the first question is your favorite vacation spot. So this one I love because I travel and I've traveled a lot, and so I've seen a lot of cool places. And I think the place that most resonates with me, that off the top of my head, I have two. One of them being Cinque Terre, which is a coastal city in Italy. It is a city that's basically built into the cliff sides of the Italian coast. Absolutely stunning. It is the vision of Italian aesthetic when you look at it on Pinterest, and then you go to this part of Italy and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in a Pinterest board. And I don't know about you, but that is like a dream come true, because I'm obsessed with Pinterest. But that is hands down, I think, one of my favorite places in the world. I feel at peace. I've had some of the best memories there. I had my favorite gelato there. There's basil gelato, which sounds weird, but honestly, one of the most refreshing, best flavors of gelato I think I have ever had. Another place that I absolutely love is Paris. If you asked me, like, Kyla, where would you go anywhere in the world? I'd either go on the Greece trip that I was supposed to go to this summer, or if that wasn't in the mix, I'd either say Cinque Terre, Paris. I love Paris. I love France, the whole French culture, the French language, just French I love. And so again, Paris is like one of those things where I have a Pinterest board and I have Paris saved here and there, and whenever you look up like French aesthetic, Paris, when you're there, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in my Pinterest board. And again, that is a dream come true. I'm currently in the middle of learning French, and I'm trying to become fluent, and I'm just, for some reason, just Paris is just the city. I'm not a huge city person. I like being in certain cities, but it's not a place that like I would, you know, I feel like I belong. But Paris is just one of those cities that just the energy and the vibe and the food and the people and just being around all these Parisians is, it's incredible, and I love it. And Paris is the city that you have to go. Stay tuned on my website when I do a whole thing about Paris, because I've been to Paris 3 times now and I have a lot of information that I am totally ready to share. So my next question is my favorite high school memory. So I'm from the graduating class of 2020. So I just graduated high school. So high school is still pretty fresh in my brain, except for freshman year. I was like a whole different person freshman year, like crazy growth in high school. And I also have to just say this, I don't look very positively on my high school experience. High school was very hard. It was very draining. It was not a good time for Kyla, and so this question is really good because it forces me to look at the positives and the good sides and the good experiences that I had in high school, which I did have quite a few of those. And there's two that are sticking out to me right now. The first one is sophomore year. I was lead in a play. I played Anne of Anne of Green Gables. It is the story that basically inspired Anne with an E, the Netflix series, which I haven't actually watched yet. Should I watch it? Let me know. But I had the amazing opportunity to play the spunky redhead, and I already am a spunky redhead, so I really didn't have to do much acting, which you can look at that as a good or a bad thing, but I loved my time in the theater. I did theater my freshman and sophomore year, and I lost my passion for it going into my junior year, but it's still a place that the theater will always be a home to me, and I grew up with theater, and so being able to be a lead and being able to experience that was absolutely incredible. And I mean, I created some phenomenal friendships out of that. I grew a lot. There was a lot of self-growth. I proved my resilience to myself, that I was able to memorize essentially a whole book, except not really memorize, because every night I basically rewrote the show because I never said all my lines word for word because I had to memorize an entire book, which again was so much fun because that's such a unique experience. And it was so much fun, and every night it was a new show. There was always something different, and just the energy of being in the theater and being around all these people with this like-minded passion is just, it's so incredible, and it's amazing, and I love it. And go support your high school theater, or go support a local theater, because it is a dying art, but it is so much fun. It transports you into a whole new world. So I'm just saying that I loved Anne. Such a good show, such a fun memory to have, and that I cherish all the time. It is one of my favorite experiences, I think, of my entire life. And my second high school memory that I think is one of my favorites is just the relationships that I formed, especially in the past 2 years, my junior and senior year. If it weren't for those people who I surrounded myself with in high school, I don't think high school would have had any good memories out of it. It was just these people who I hung out with, where it was just, whether it was sitting in the car at lunchtime and just screaming music at the top of our lungs, just screaming all these songs and eating and talking together and just having this kind of companionship where we were all dealing with the same crappy situation and we got through it together and we were able to laugh through it. I mean, I think my best friend is one of the highlights of my high school career. She, especially in the last 2 years, we became unbelievably close, and we've dealt with very similar things, and she's been like this wonderful shoulder to cry on and to make these memories with. I mean, we've danced around my kitchen together, we've gone to pumpkin patches together, and there's just all these people that I've surrounded myself with, I think, were such a big highlight of high school for me, really. So another question I have is, how would/do you cope with feeling out of place in the city where you live in? And I had to look over this question a few times and actually figure out how I wanted to answer this, because it's a confusing question, but I also know the girl who sent in this question. We live in the same town. We both want to get out of this town, but we can't because of Corona, and we're stuck here and we can't go to school. But I think, and I thought this through, and it's like, what has helped me feel okay with living in a city that I don't necessarily feel like I belong in? And I think it's, again, find a tribe that fits your vibe. That's something that I saw, I think, at a boutique in Portugal somewhere. But you are your own individual person, but there are so many components that make up to you as a person. And so that's when you have to make an effort to find people that relate to you or that enjoy the same thing that you do. So that would be joining certain clubs, joining a political organization in your town. Maybe it's one of the churches in town, or simply going out of your way to like find these people that you would be interested in sharing, you know, experiences with, and really feeling like you have a group of people. Because at the end of the day, I don't really feel like we belong anywhere. As I said, you know, as I feel like I belong in Italy and whatever is where I'm. But I think you're in a humongous city, or you're in this city, and there's so many people here, there's so many different bodies, and everyone is so different, that there really is no sense of entirely belonging. But I feel like you belong in the place when there's this energy surrounding you that you really like being around, that make you feel comfortable with your situation. And so that is finding a solid group of friends, finding a solid support group, doing things that make you really happy in your town. And for me, you know, that would be, I love driving around my town. I have so many back roads here that I have explored for hours since I got my license, or it's going out and watching the sunset, or the stars, which has been something I've done a lot in quarantine. But I think it's just, there's so many layers to this question about, you know, like feeling out of place. And I don't think, you know, why would you want to, like, you know, fit? That's also my thing. Well, why would you want to fit in? Why would you want to mesh into everyone here? And it's something that I think, again, you have to just find things that make you feel good, and find people that make you feel good, and really use that to make you feel a little bit more at home, and do things that make you feel good, whether that's finding a hidden gem in town, which if my town has some of these, that'd be awesome. I haven't really made the effort to explore them, but finding a cool new coffee shop or supporting parts of your community that, you know, maybe aren't always, you know, the mainstream or whatever, but find your group of people that make you feel good. And I've said this, I'm going in circles, but like, I don't know how to fully answer this question without just saying, like, just find what makes you feel good. That's one of my yoga people say. Yoga with Adrienne, love her. She always says, find what feels good. And that applies with yoga, that applies with your life, that applies with who you surround yourself with and what you do hobby-wise. Find things that make you feel good, because you only live this life once, so you shouldn't feel uncomfortable and you shouldn't feel out of place. You should really find and make an effort to find these people that, you know, make you feel good. And if not, connect with people in another area. That's something that I've done, that I've connected with a lot of people who, you know, are in the area where I should be going to college, stuff like that, and just find, make connections. Go on one of those apps. Bumble, I think, is the one that has friends, I think. I don't really know, but just find people that make you feel good. And I'm gonna stop there before I say that again, because I'm getting repetitive. So my next one is, what has been keeping you busy during quarantine? And this is a really good question, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm the kind of person where if I don't have like a purpose, I have a meltdown. I have had many a meltdown, especially in the beginning months of, you know, quarantine, because once I got out of school, that was really when it was like, what do I do with my life? Because I don't have school driving me to do anything. I can't go see my friends. I can't go traveling, which I was supposed to do for the first month of the summer. So what do I do now? What's next? And I think this was really when I sat back and I wrote a list of like everything that I've been wanting to do. I really took this to take time for myself. So that has really been like the fundamental of keeping me busy in quarantine, is doing things that make me feel good. So that has been working like a mad woman on my website. I've been really trying to produce really nice, you know, high quality content, and I've been really trying to work ahead. And so that's been something that's really been motivating me, is just really trying to boost the amount of content that I have ready to go, so I can keep it uploading and not have to really worry about it once I start, you know, being a full-time college student. I've been cooking every Wednesday. I cook dinner for my parents, and I do themed dinners, and cooking is something that I've always loved. I've grown up in a family that really loves to cook. I've grown up in a family of excellent chefs. And so it's now my turn to kind of learn, and I love learning new things. And so that's also been something I've been practicing. French, I have been trying to expand my repertoire pop culturally. So I've been watching, you know, foreign television. I've been watching like French TV shows, and I've been watching different movies from different, I've watched different movies from different genres that I, you know, wouldn't normally go to. I've been trying to maintain relationships with a lot of people. My cousin and I are unbelievably close. We've always been close, but now we've talked so much since quarantine's happened. I've maintained a lot of relationships. I FaceTime people. What else have I done? I've painted. I have no artistic talent at all whatsoever, but I have tried to figure out the art of a watercolor. What else? I do a lot. I've done a lot. I've read. I've written. I have just done all these things. I've put my heart and soul in so many things that I've been wanting to really figure out and discover, and I've done things that make me feel good. And I think that's, yeah. So what else have I done? I'm trying to think of other things that I've done to give you guys some other cool things to do. My parents have a membership to this thing called Masterclass. You've probably seen it if you watch YouTube, but it's essentially like experts in certain fields talking about what they do and how they got there. So I've done one. I think I watched one with Marc Jacobs. My mom and I watched a makeup class with Bobbi Brown. We did an interior design one with Kelly Wurstler. I think that's how you say her last name. But it's just so cool, like, hearing people talk about their careers and their lives and just learning about these things and learning about the world. I've done a lot of research. I've, you know, explored a lot more in spirituality. I've done so much, and I don't think if I hadn't done these things, I would probably be going insane right now. So the last question that I'm going to answer today is, what is one thing you've learned from high school? And as I said before, high school was a very interesting time in my life. But it was also a really big time of like self-discovery and growth, which is something that I had done a lot of in the past 2 years, especially. I think here's my piece of advice. Find people that make you feel really good. And these people change as time goes on, but I always think, like, this is something that, you know, I really think helped me a lot through high school, and it's something that I learned, is really having a good group of friends to fall back on, and to just have to make those really crappy days a little bit better. I think that has made all the difference in high school. It's those little moments that I've had with those friends that just, you know, those really helped me become the person that I am now. They've helped, you know, they showed me a different part of the world and in terms of how they see things. And then they've helped me learn about myself, and they've helped me learn about my surroundings. And they really just, they're people, and a lot of these people who I became really good friends with in high school are people who I hope to have a connection with, you know, for the rest of my life. And some of these people, I know for a fact that is actually going to happen. But it's really finding that system of people who are like-minded, who are not even necessarily like-minded in everything, but you really work well together. And I think that makes a huge difference in everything. So that's something that I learned. Have people to fall back on. Make memories with those people. Cherish the time that you have with those people, because, and this is something that I've struggled with a lot of, is none of my relationships are going to be the same. The relationships that I will gain in college are so different than the relationships that I had in high school. And the relationships that I have in high school that I hope to maintain going into our college years, going into our more adulthood-esque life, you know, they're going to change dramatically. And I think hold on to those people and hold on to those memories, and make as many memories as you can in high school, because I did that with my friends, and I think that has made a huge difference in how, you know, my whole high school experience, you know, laid out. So that is my advice for anyone in high school. Find your people. Find who makes you feel good. As I said before, that's the best advice I could give you. And also, you know, do what makes you happy. You know, that's the fundamentals to existence, I think, as well, especially in high school, though. So we have reached the end of the very first Let's Get Aloha Spirit episode. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for submitting questions if you did. And if you have any other questions, you can message me or ask them on my Instagram at Get Aloha Spirit. You could email me at Kyla@getalohaspirit.com. And if you haven't already checked out my website, you should. It's just getalohaspirit.com, where we spread all of the good vibes. And something that I want to do at the end of every episode is kind of, I guess, and one of my favorite podcasts, Gilmore Guys, does this, and I kind of want to steal it from them, where I give a pop culture recommendation of things I'm enjoying, or something I'm enjoying in the realms of pop culture, whether it's a movie, a TV show, a book, you know, music, all those things. I haven't actually thought about that, and I probably should have thought about this before I recorded this episode. Ooh, okay, I know what I'm gonna plug. So, my family and I, in quarantine, we've watched a bunch of shows together, and I'm going to plug one of them. We already finished it. We're waiting on the fourth season, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It is on Amazon Prime. It is very vulgar, so, you know, viewer discretion is advised. But it is so funny, and it's written by one of my favorite, you know, showrunners, Amy Sherman Palladino, who also created Gilmore Girls, which is my favorite show ever. That is besides the point. I will plug that show another time. But if you're looking for something really funny that, and you know, it takes place in the 50s and going into the 60s, it's incredible. I love it. It is so funny. The costumes, the scripts, they're all incredible. So go watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That is my recommendation for this episode. And again, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you next time. And of course, don't forget to stay vibin'.